Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
In the middle of town here in Salina, I believe the official GPS address of this place is 100 Courthouse Square, and it's between, what's the name of the streets this thing is between here going around the square? Is there any name for the street, the little street that connects here, or anything, Tanya, or is it just...
Well, we have Main and Green and
Eastlake. Okay, and then connecting them two together, I don't guess we ever named them. They were probably just alleys at one time.
That's probably right.
I guess that's a good way to start the show today, but we're so thankful that we're able to be here each Thursday morning at this time at 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And, of course, we're very appreciative of the folks that make this possible, that being the Chamber of Commerce, three-star committees, all those things, and also especially the folks that do some sponsorship time on here, especially them that make that possible. Without those folks, we couldn't do this, and without you folks, those folks couldn't do this. They couldn't advertise if you didn't come in and do your trading with them, as our folks used to say, when they'd go to town on Saturday to do their trading and bring their groceries in. Of course, in these days and time, we don't trade homegrown produce for canned goods at the store. Now we have to go trade our money for it. But back in those days, they'd bring in a bushel of green beans or something, rather than trade it for something for a can of canned green beans. But we're so thankful to be here. It's a pleasure, and we will. We've got two guests with us this morning. I guess Dr. Young's coming in. I don't know if we consider him a guest or not. We've been kind of trying to do some COVID updates and things like that the latter part of the show, and kind of I guess along with the strictness of the COVID thing, we haven't been inviting a number of guests, and we do a pretty good job of social distancing in here. We do have our microphones back up working this morning. Got us a new modem box in here. We've been laying the cell phone between us and talking for a couple of weeks, so if we sound a little bit better today, that's the reason why. And we will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and these shows are streamed on the Del Hall Horizon website on the Internet, so you can listen to them there at your pleasure. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and Mayor Tanya will talk to us a little bit about what's going on, some of the great and positive things that are happening here in Salina. And I know we have a couple of problems, and she'll probably want to talk about them a little bit too. But other than that, things are looking pretty good right now through all this emergency that we're having. And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, we're thankful to be here this morning, and we don't be at all surprised if you hear some of the emergency vehicles go through before we get through today's show. They've been pretty regular here the last little bit. We've had quite a few go through, and we do pick them up real well here in the courthouse, and we do have the noise from the big trucks coming through. But maybe we'll cure that here in about a few years if we ever get our truck route here through, around Salina, but we're looking forward to that happening here sometime and keep part of these big trucks out of the city of Salina. It's kind of hard for them to get through here, and I'm telling you what, I do think there are some amazing truck drivers out on the road, because about a 60 or 80 foot semi with the driver, if they can get one of those trucks on Donaldson Avenue here in Salina, They are one heck of a driver, and we've had some to do that.
Or actually River Drive in front of my house.
I don't know how they can do it. And a lot of times you wonder if maybe they may have to leave them there because they can't get out. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning.
Wonderful.
What have you got for us this morning about the city of Salina?
Well, one of the things that I'd like to start off with is a little bit of good news. The city received a tourism grant and the amount of $12,000, which the city's match will only be 5% of $600. It'll be $600. So that's good news. And it was for signage, wayfinding signage. We will be erecting a sign at the traffic island. There is a bypass that'll come, you know, try to steer people into the downtown area, because it's, you know, the Delhalla has like 3 million visitors a year, and we would like to maybe steer some of those folks downtown to maybe visit some of our local stores.
Okay, and that, you know, that of course that is the traffic coming from the lake back into Salina, and that's something we've talked about for forever, and that coming up with ideas and ways to get folks to come back to Salina. We realize most folks coming through here heading to the lake aren't going to stop on the way in, because they're in a big hurry to get to Delhalla Lake and see what it's like. But right now the thinking, I think, I know that you've been in on some of the meetings, is we got to get them to come back down one day through the week.
Right, maybe on a rainy, drizzly day, and come down and see us.
Now, I know some of the local communities around here have come up with like a green day during the week, they call it, where they'll have the green lights will be turned on in the stores, and like on the Thursday night, and they'll stay open until like 9 or 10 o'clock, and to give folks a chance, even after they spend a day on the lake, to come down into Salina and take advantage of the stores being open, maybe some type of entertainment here in and around the square.
Yeah, that would be a be good little thing to do there, you know, some kind of gimmicky type to pull you in, something a little different. But also, along with the signage, we will have around the square, we hope to have some signage, and the idea is to eventually have signage at all entry points into Salina, and that'll go along with our multimodal access grant that we received not too awful long ago for ADA compliant sidewalks. It'll come in on Sturt College and come toward the square on Brown Street.
Okay, will that include sidewalks in and around the square itself, the buildings on the square here, or is it just kind of following the state transportation route?
Pretty much following the state route at this point, but eventually we hope to do some improvements around the square as well.
Well, is there any real clarity where Highway 52 officially is? You're around the square now.
I was actually looking at something with that on there last night, a map that I ran across, and I'm thinking it just goes straight through around the corner of Macon Bank and out. And there was a question of whether it still went on the side in front of Macon out and then take a right and go out. So it's not real clear to me exactly.
Because I know a lot of GPSs will still tell the truck drivers that Highway 52 turns right at the first stop sign out.
Yes.
And I think maybe that was the route at one time. Then it went straight from there toward the lake, didn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somewhere along the line, East Lake Avenue, Lake Avenue got taken off of the state highway plan and made a city street, I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Several years ago, I do believe.
And the reason why then was too much truck traffic, wasn't it?
Probably so. That was a little bit before my time, but I would say you're correct.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
That's okay. But, you know, the whole idea is to try to get, you know, some folks to come into Salina and stay a while, you know, because all those visitors are up there, and I've been there myself, you know. We love our lake, but if we can get them down to come see us and to see what we have to offer downtown, and we really would like to welcome them.
Well, let me ask you this question, Tanya. You may not have the answer to it, but I wonder, have the Merchants Association ever met and tried to come up with some type of standardized idea of when our businesses here in Salina are open for folks to know when, you know, when all the stores are going to be open and when they're closed, and, you know, not come down and walk around the square and find them closed when they think they might be open?
Yeah. I'm not sure of that. I would think that they would try to be open, every one of them at the same time possibly, but I don't know if that would, I don't know what would factor into whether this person stayed open versus this one. I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, we look around here sometimes and we think maybe, you know, that we own, that some of these businesses around here are only part-time businesses and that they're not open on a daily basis every week.
Yeah, some people are closed certain days and some are other days, and I don't know what determines their thought on when they close and when they don't, but it would, in a perfect world, if they all could be open at the same time and be available. I don't know, some of them may do online sales. I'm not sure.
Okay, getting back to you, I'm sorry.
That's okay. that's pretty much, you know, the multimodal access grant, I'm excited about that. I had quite a bit of help Mark Dudney with that, and I'm excited to see something, you know, that's going to take place. We're going to get some new sidewalks. We really need sidewalks really all the way through town, but it's very expensive like everything else, you know, but it's just one little piece of the puzzle, you know, for improvements. But it just takes a long time to make things happen, but at least something's happening, and I'm really proud and happy to report that.
Well, do you know exactly what all will this include, Tanya, in this grant? What type of improvements, other than just, you know, concrete sidewalk? Are there other things involved in this? Mm-hmm.
Well, there'll be extruded curb, you know, the ADA compliant. It'll have the ramps for, you know, the for ADA individuals, and in the original plan, you know, that was for some crosswalks, and just overall, just pretty much, it's about safety, you know, it's access. People, you know, you've taken a walk across the sidewalk, maybe from the businesses across, and, you know, there's quite a bit of traffic, and it's part of getting things slowed down and more access to be able to walkability.
Okay, and with crosswalks, I know, Tanya, that the city here and with some aid of some volunteers and things have painted some crosswalks on the streets here. But, you know, if a crosswalk can have some kind of physical appearance and mm-hmm. some type of physical difference, mm-hmm. that people will be more apt to notice and slow down, won't mm-hmm. they?
Yes, if we could possibly have the, eventually down the line somewhere, have like, I think they're called bump outs, it sort of narrows the street. Visually, that causes you to slow down. If you have a wider street, that gives the driver more of a, you know, they drive faster. It's proven that they drive faster on wider streets. And if you have those bump outs and crosswalks, that usually slows you down.
So, you know, there's been a whole lot of study going into this thing, hasn't there?
Yes, sir.
And the exact route now we're looking at for the project, where it's going to run from here at the square. The route of the sidewalk.
The sidewalk. It starts at College Avenue, comes down Brown, makes a turn in front of down Lake Avenue, comes toward the courthouse, and over across.
Okay, so that's a pretty good distance, isn't it?
It is.
And this grant was for how much again?
The grant was for $472,288. And the city's match is $24,857. Total project, $497,145.31. That's to be accurate here.
Nothing like complete accuracy.
Yes.
And, you know, when looking at that, Tanya, what percentage of the sidewalks do you think that this maybe has taken care of?
I don't know. I'd be afraid to say. But not enough. But... we'll get to that maybe one of these days. We'll get it all
but, you know,
taken care of.
All we'd have to do is take, if, you know, if this was like 12% of the sidewalks needed in mm-hmm. here in the city, that would leave 88% more to do.
Yeah.
And you're looking at 88% added on to 400 and something thousand.
Yeah.
You're looking at a whole bunch of money
to
put sidewalks.
It is.
And let me ask you also about the existing sidewalks here. I know that... the rejuvenation of some of those has taken place. Some patching has been done in places. Are there any sidewalks really that can be uncovered and still used? I know over the years folks just kind of started, a bunch of dirt would wash over a sidewalk, grass would sprout,
right,
and they would just start mowing over those.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any of those that we could reclaim in any way?
Well, the city workers, I had them go up here on East Lake, and they started uncovering, but what they found is they got so far, and all of a sudden there was nothing there. You know, there was no concrete at all. So even though there was some sidewalk, we ran into, you know, we had to stop because, you know, you don't want to dig it up and just be dirt there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something that could be looked into a little further, but I have a feeling that we'll run into that probably.
Well, they may have just completely deteriorated and people.
Yes, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay. Now what we got?
Well, let's see here. Report on Donaldson Park. I actually talked to real estate 2 weeks ago, and at that time there was one signature needed on the programmatic agreement. And I got a report 2 days ago that has been signed, and now the lease agreement is waiting for a signature. And when we get that signature, it'll come to me for a signature. So we are closer to obtaining the park.
Okay. Our park plan. What have we got in mind for the park, Tanya?
Well, the five-year plan consists mostly, the first year is entirely of cleanup. Invasive species, just the overgrowth. Most of that is just a little bit of TLC and just cleaning up, mowing.
I know there are some fields up there that were cleared at one time. I know going down to the ramp is the field, a big field there on the right
on the
that
right.
used to be. Is that one of the things maybe that's going to be,
yeah.
Is it going to be left to nature? Is it going to be claimed back?
That was one of my first questions about back in 2018 when we started this. Would there be any problem with when the city obtained the park to clear that, to be able to clear that the way it used to be? And I was told at that time that they didn't see any problem with that, but that's just something that we will have to ask permission and find out the answer to that when the time comes.
Okay, let me ask about the usage of the park itself. You know, that area there would be a real ideal place for a little RV park, wouldn't it?
I think so. I think that would be really nice to have something like that down there.
And that is a little bit of revenue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it would be, yes.
And another thing, I know those of us that walk around the path down there, I know every time that I walk by there, I look over and think, golly, I wish I could see the river as I'm walking along here, because it's only a few feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the cleaning of the undergrowth there where the river could be visible on the, mm-hmm. where it could be part a river walk.
Right, yeah.
No, I think that would be nice.
That would really be nice. And if I remember correctly, back when my younger days, when the trail first went in, it was a park course.
Right.
And I remember being down there, and I think you could see the river at that point, and it was really nice to be able to see that.
Of course, you know, I know that the park course has kind of gone the way of liability,
yes.
over the years. I know that thing, it had all those various exercise stations around,
yes.
it. And I think the court really saw it as a liability if someone got hurt. They were doing unsupervised activities and things,
mm-hmm.
like that. And they just kind of let it go, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, now what about any of the physical improvements of the park itself? Maybe recondition the tennis courts or anything like that in the five-year plan?
Mm-hmm. It's not actually in the five-year plan, but... I have researched the product for the tennis courts, for the cracks that you know, it goes,
yeah.
in, it expands and
right.
it contracts with the weather, and it's a pretty good product from what I can tell, you know, if we go that route of getting those back in shape.
Okay, now the shelters and the buildings down there are in good shape, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in fairly good shape. One of them needs some roofing. And basically, a lot of this is going to be elbow grease, manpower, and plenty of time and hours for cleanup. And just needs a little TLC. But basically, you know, the park is it's in good shape.
And signage for the park.
Yes. Get some signage in there, too.
Yeah, because, you know, the one little sign up here is not really enough to direct people to Donaldson Park.
No. I can't wait to...
Okay, let's take a little short break. Come back.
All right.
And I know you've got some more stuff to talk to, mm-hmm. us about. We'll be right back in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Need to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Madam Mayor, we are back, and I know you've got another thing about the park before we get into the next area here.
Yeah. What I was saying is, as far as the trail, back before we started living the life of COVID, and sadly, I had a lady that was coming to visit the park, and she's a trail master. And she was going to give us ideas and suggestions about how we could improve the trail. And, of course, with everything that's happened, we've had to put off that that meeting. But hopefully we'll be able to meet with her soon and have some ideas on how to improve the trail through her recommendations.
Okay. Now, moving on to the next point.
Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is our the sewer plant. We've received an ARC grant for improvements at the headworks of the plant. We've had multiple bypasses during high rainfalls, and what that is, it's water infiltration into our system, and we have overflows, and, you know, we're held to the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. They, you know, we have to correct those things, but we are in the process of actually have a bids out for the influence screen, and those bids will be read on the 18th. But I just wanted to report that we do have a grant for the sewer improvements, and we are taking care of that as fast as we can, which nothing works fast.
No.
As we all know.
Except the water after a big rain.
Right. Now that works real fast. That sure does, yes.
And so once we get these improvements made, and I know that, you know, we have the moratorium. You want to explain exactly the back?
Yes. TDEC came to visit me when I first took on office in there, and they explained to me, you know, what had taken place prior to my being there, and you know, with all the problems and all the reports for the for our license, you know, we have to report every overflow, every single one. And for the month of February, we had one every day because of the high rains. And at that time, we decided that we needed to place ourselves on a self-imposed moratorium, and that is where we do not add any, you know, anyone onto our sewer system. We already serve like 800 customers. We're not adding anyone during the, we cannot add anyone during this moratorium. And that, by doing that ourselves, that, you know, they can fine us. So that takes care of, you know, them fining us by us going ahead and doing it ourselves, because that shows that we are addressing the problem And hopefully we can be able to take our stuff off that when we get our improvements. And we have actually five lift stations. And it's a gravity flow system. And we have five lift stations that help get everything pushed down to the sewer plant. And hopefully, you know, we get the screen, and then we can get, you know, the headworks going and get ourselves off that moratorium.
So we can just really trying to update and improve the entire system.
Yeah,
and
eventually.
Equipment-wise and things like, are we okay on that? With do we have the capability with what we have now to handle new things being tied on?
Yes, I've been told that the pond system down there, it can handle more, but we have to address our issues at this point, you know, to be able to take more. Because when Oshkosh went in, you know, we were able to handle all their water, and that's why we have such a large system to start with.
Oh, yeah, and of course that was a big deal. I mean, how many million gallons of water did we lose revenue from all at once there? I mean, that, things like that are things that people really didn't think. I know we had losses that kind of thing with that, but we also lost lots of revenue from, like I said, for the city water system, things like that. Okay, you got something else to go to?
I just wanted to talk about that, and you know, that hopefully we can get that taken care of, and that way if people want to build houses, or you know, we can put them on the sewer system.
Oh, and I think. Have we found a new codes person yet?
Not yet. We've had that advertised, and hopefully we will. I've had maybe one resume handed off, and I'm expecting maybe two more.
And what about building permits here in the city of Saline? Have you had to turn down any?
We've only had maybe a couple come by and inquire about building permits.
Oh, there's not a big rush right now on that for it, which we wish there was a big rush.
Yes, we do. But, you know, if you take a ride around town, you don't really see a whole lot of areas that could be developed, or, you know, it's like somebody that wants to build maybe a garage on their property, or, you know, that's pretty much what we get.
You know, I guess a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of restrictions on building in this area, with the wetlands and things like that, that you just can't come in, like out around Miles and put you up a house about anywhere you want to if the land will permit, can't you?
Yeah, and then also, you know, we have a lot of sewer lines that run through our city, and you may not know that you're building 2 feet from a sewer line. you know, it should be 10 feet away, because if we have to get in there and have to do something with that sewer line, we have to have 10 feet. So there's a lot of things that even I would have never dreamed of, but there's a lot of things that factors in.
So if you're buying a bargain building lot here in Salina, do a lot of investigating before you sign the bottom line.
Yeah, as soon as you buy property, you know, always check first about, you know, is water available? How much is it going to cost me to get this water? And, you know, just a lot of footwork on the front end.
And save you a lot of worry on the back end.
Yes, it could.
Well, Tanya, it's been a great pleasure having you here this morning, as always. And looking forward, you know, hopefully we can kind of get a little schedule set for us where maybe at least every month or 5 weeks that we can come in and give us an update on how the grants are going, any new projects that are going on, and just kind of let everyone know what's going on here in the city of Salina.
Well, I'd be happy to.
All right. Appreciate
it. All right. Thank you.
With that, I'm going to read the birthdays for today, and we will take a little short break and come back. Dr. Young here with us, and we'll do a little COVID update, among other things. With that, let me read these off. Today, we have celebrating an anniversary, and I'm not sure exactly which one it is. I know it's up in the 50s, and that is Tommy and Coretta Denton. That's celebrating on the 13th, and I believe that is today, isn't it, folks? And also Bart Cunningham, his wife called in to wish him a happy birthday, and Bree McLaren's grandparents called in to wish her a happy 15th birthday yesterday. So with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
These will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food properly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Tanya's still here with us. I think she said she wants to sit here silently and listen for a few minutes. But Dr. Young's here with us, and I think he wants to actually start with that very, very important event that's going on in 2020.
You're right, Thomas. We've got a real problem coming up here. We've got the census coming. Now, last week, we had census workers being trained at the chamber, and we just kind of turned the census over, or the chamber over to the census folks for that period of time. And now they're trained, and they'll be coming. If you've not already responded and sent your information in, they'll be coming by your home to get you counted. Now, when they come by, they'll be easy to identify. They'll have plenty of ID. They'll have logos on the equipment that they'll be carrying, like a cell phone and maybe a computer and some other things. And when they come by, they're going to be asking some basic questions that are not a big secret from anybody. They want to know who the name of the householder, whether or not they're renting, purchasing, or own the home, contact phone number, the last four digits of your Social Security, never your whole Social Security number, just the last four digits, and the name, birth date, race, and relationship to the householder for each person living in the home. And now, why do they want all this information? Well, we get this information every 10 years. And by the sense, I know that I've done some genealogy, and I've gone back to the 1930 census and the 1940 census, and looked up my grandparents, and I've looked up my dad and my mom, and kind of determined where they were and who else was in the household back then, and that's useful information. And without it, at some point in time out here in the future, there may be somebody looking you up 100 years from now to see see if you existed, and this census allows people to know that you existed and where you lived. And they used to ask, and I didn't see that on this list, they used to ask what work you did, because I could see that my dad at that time and that he was that was information about my whole family. Now, they why do we want this kind of information? We want this information because it qualifies us for money, folks. It qualifies us for grants and just money that's supposed to come to the county anyway, but sometimes they base it on the number of people we have. And so I know some of the census people told us that if they miss one person in Clay County, it could cost us $1,000 per year. So one person could be a loss to Clay County of $10,000 in grants and other monies that would come from the Fed state situation. I know in the school system there's a huge formula called the BEP formula that funds education. There's a whole bunch of different factors in that situation. One is the number of students you have, then what kind of students you have, but also the population of the entire county is factored into that. And as far as being confidential, by state law or by federal law, this information that they gather may not be released to anyone except the federal government. No private outfit can get this information. Nobody can bug you because they have this information. It's just not available to anybody. If that was released by any of the census takers, they would immediately lose their job and be charged, I understand, with a crime. Now, if you have already sent yours in or got yours squared away, that's great. But if you've not, you can still do it by phone. The number to call is 844-330-2020. 844 330-2020. And if you don't remember that or didn't have anything to write it down with, just give us a call at the chamber and we'll be glad to provide you with that number. If you need some help filling this out, I understand that the census folks are going to be around at some of the businesses for the next few days as you go in, and they'll be able to take care of this real quick because it just takes a few minutes. And you can give them the information that way. So, again, Thomas, it's extremely important. Right now, it seems as you look across the state of Tennessee that the lowest percentage of far are the counties, the small counties, the ones who need the money the most, and we're not responding. We need to respond to this. We need to get this information out there so we can continue to get the federal money and the state money. And for roads, for instance, most of the money for our roads comes from the state and federal government. I'm not sure that we put anything in locally to our roads. We do not put anything in locally for our roads. It's just state and federal money. And again, that could be very well based on population. So we just can't stress hard enough that we need to really hit it on the census.
All righty. And with the census, you know, it's, those of us, I know the last little bit with our sesquicentennial celebration, you, I, and a lot of us have gone, you know, try to find out about our ancestors. I'm sure somebody did part of Dale's family. And looking back and just the information we could find out, you know, my dad was an orphan. He lived in Tennessee part of the time. His dad lived in Oklahoma. He lived with him part of the time. And I had always assumed when he went to Oklahoma that he lived with my grandpa. But on the census, I found out that he didn't live with grandpa. He actually boarded with someone, and their name was Watson. So apparently they were relatives. And next door to him, his sister and her husband lived there. So, you know, there's just kind of things that run across there that you didn't know about. And this information is amazing to look and see a photocopy of something that was handwritten all the way back, golly, back to the first census, which is about, 1810 or something, that handwriting things that are there. And it's just amazing to look at those.
And today they'll be doing this by computer. They'll be doing it all the modern technology will be thrown at it. Can you imagine what a tough job it was to climb up in every hill and nook and cranny in every county in the United States and get that information? That was a gigantic task.
We just had another mayor walk in. Mayor, have you got something you want to talk about for a few minutes this morning?
No, I was just coming by to say good morning to everyone.
Well, we've got the mayor, the Chamber of Commerce, two mayors and Chamber of Commerce in the same room. You can come and sit down with us a few minutes if you want to. But I know we're fixing. We're going to take a little short break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to, I guess, talk a little bit about the COVID system here in Clay County, what's going on with that, and any other real important things that we may need to talk about. We'll be back just in a second.
Come over and talk about it.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Truck and Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here, everyone. We've let Mayor Reagan sit down just for a few minutes. I think he's pulled up on his handy-dandy smartphone there, our COVID numbers for here in Clay County right now. Mayor, you want to tell the folks that?
Yeah, I'd be glad to share that with everyone. I know that most everybody probably is looking at it as well. We get an update every afternoon in the neighborhood between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock from the Department of Health and the state of Tennessee. And for Clay County, we're up to, since, and this is the thing we need to keep on, and I'm sure everybody understands this, but be aware of this number that is from when they started keeping up with the data back in March, and it's 83 right now. But the one that I really look at and always is the active cases that we have in Clay County. And as of right now, we've done 1,475 negative tests that they've done on testing on the negative side. And right now we got 34 active cases, and we got 49 of those, which was out of the 83, as recovered. So, and the one right on the end of it is the fatalities, and we thank the good Lord for this. We're still at zero on that, and that's, so I want to commend everyone out there for, being very, conscientious of this virus. It is a virus, and it's here with us, and it's probably going to be something that we're going to have to deal with now from now on. But we're beginning to, everybody is doing their very best to, like I said, to take precautions. We continue to encourage everybody, if you to socially distance whenever you can, and if you can't, if you feel like you're threatened, we encourage you to wear a mask. And so that's we're continuing to abide by the state executive orders of the governor as well as the CDC guidelines, and that's what that we're doing our very best. And I know Mayor Spears is in the city is doing that as well, and we stay in contact with each other on the things that are taking place and the changes that comes up. And it, still doing the testing at the health department. They're doing them from, I think it's from 9 o'clock to about 11 o'clock, I think. I may be wrong about that, but I know they're doing it from in the morning hours
right
now. And so if you feel like you need a test, go out there, and they'll take care of you and assist you in that.
And I think also, isn't there a thing, maybe that you can, if you think you've been exposed, you can run, what, you have to go across the state line for that one or something?
I think they got some, they call it rapid test, and in Tompkinsville, I think they've been performing some of those. And I heard on the news this morning, I think in Pickett County, they have set up and going to be able to start doing some of that up there. And so hopefully that's going to be made available later on, maybe to other areas and everything. And right now, I think in the Upper Cumberland region, I think Pickett County, I mean, there's one other county that's doing that, and I'm not really for sure what that is now, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to if they're starting it today, but I know that they, I heard this morning that they were in the process of getting that taken care of. So.
Very good. I was going to let Dr. Young come back over and tell us what an exciting day that he's been having here since he'd taken over as the new volunteer director. Mayor, have you got something, Mayor?
I just wanted to say that I was tested on a Monday out here at the health department, and I went online Wednesday and had my results.
So I know it's real quick out here now.
Pretty quick, so.
Well, Dr. Young, I know you haven't been doing anything the last few days. You want to give us about a three-minute rundown of what you've been doing the last three or four days?
Well, in the beginning, we wanted to get email addresses of as many of the businesses as we could, and we have a database now with a high percentage of the businesses in Clay County, so we can communicate with them with one touch of the button and provide them with information as it comes to us about programs that might be available to them through the various state and federal programs, particularly during this virus time. Some of these things are coming available, and before you find out about it, all the money's gone. And so we're going to be able to shoot that information out to them just as soon as we get it. And there'll be other kinds of information as well that'll be coming out. We're calling it a bulletin, so if you got a bulletin in your mailbox, email, take time to read it. It's a long one. It's the first one we sent out, and we'll be sending more of those out with much shorter bits of information.
Okay, now there's one thing I want you to talk to folks about just for a second, and that is becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I don't think we have ever said anything about that.
Well, in November, we start our membership drive, and I'll be down here talking to you about that at that time. We'd like to double or even triple the number of chamber members we have. The chamber dues goes for the promotion of Clay County. Just yesterday I got a call from somebody who had just read about a Clay County and an ad in the Shopper magazine, and they wanted to know if there was any land for sale in Clay County, and then later they came by and we hit them in the right direction, and so there those ads mount up. We had another couple to come by yesterday, and they were looking for something to do yesterday, and of course we were pretty much closed down yesterday because it was Wednesday, but we told them some of the shops would be open here in town, and the shops are usually open all over the county on Wednesdays. But we have a lot of people coming and going, and they're coming by to get information, and we have a business directory now that we'll be upgrading annually. And so if your business is not in the business directory, I sent all the business members an e-copy of that as well. So they need to check it and see if they're on it.
Okay, let me ask you about of course, the Chamber has a website. Gaining a little extra space on the website comes along with being a member.
I think it does. I've just been there a week, and I've not looked at all that yet.
I think I saw that it does entitle you maybe to a little bit ad of some kind.
We're going to try to come up with several things that you get for being a Chamber member. But we want to make sure that all the businesses have some information available to them. Everybody does.
All righty. With that, I guess it's time for our birthday anniversary. And the winners today, Tom and Coretta Denton. They won today for their anniversary. And we need to come over by the Chamber, pick up your little gift card, take it over to the Dairy Queen and get one of those delicious ice cream cakes. And with that, I think it's time we've got to shut the doors. We've got everything put back nearly where it should be, and we'll be back here again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock and streamed on Del Hollow Horizon website just as soon as they get it posted there, along with all the others they have there. But until then, remember, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again next week, and hopefully here at the same time, same channel. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.